Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
You might remember earlier this year we had a series on the programme called Food for Thought, and we spoke to Irish stars about what they love to eat, to cook and to drink. And we thought, with the festive season almost upon us, how food is intertwined and how we celebrate, that we might reignite the conversation. So I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by actress and comedian Catherine Lynch. It's hey, lovely to see you.
Hi Claire, thanks for having me.
And I know you're really busy because you're in rehearsals for Panto.
I am, I'm the Wicked Witch and I don't know where to draw from. So I'm very privileged to be performing with Alan Hughes and Carl Broderick in the Panto at the National Stadium. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I hear that you come to it.
I do.
So often.
I love that show. I have to admit, it's one of my favourite things to go to.
And
in
all the
year.
Cast have said, "Will you tell Claire we said hello?" So,
but how does that curtail your enjoyment of the festive season, or does it?
Well, do you know what? It actually is fantastic because you end up, rehearsals are just the funniest thing ever, and you end up having a Christmas family. You know, so you have this artistic Christmas family that you bail in because it's all for one and one for all, and that's your family for Christmas. So you have to, like, yeah. I'll only have one day off to go down to Leitrim, and I'll only have I don't even have Stephen's day off.
So Christmas Day, you'll be heading to Leitrim
for the mammy dinner, and I'm looking forward to that. It will be, I'll be just sitting there surrounded by bottles of Baileys and stuff like that. Just
you love the mammy dinner and the traditional roast, don't you? Like the
I
rest
do
of us.
Actually, yeah. But my mother is a spectacular cook, so we get all
fancy.
My God, she's very fancy. Yeah, when we were kids, we were always asked when we came up from lunchtime, "What did your mom cook today?" And it was like she'd have lasagna when we didn't have lasagna in the 80s, like her, and she'd have spaghetti bolognese or curries cooked from scratch, all that sort of stuff. So she was a spectacular cook.
And are you?
I love cooking. I'm kind of creative. Once I get cooking, I really do a good job on it. But I'm not a regular cook. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a person who would have the proper regular meals every day. I love, you know, if I live in town, so if somebody says, "Oh, do you fancy an early bird?" I'm like, there, you know. So
I know, but it's easier to do that. If you're not cooking for, like, I have to cook for lots of people at home. So it makes sense for me to cook for them. But if you're not in that situation, I'd be there for the early bird pretty much every day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. So we're going to go into Christmas. We're going to be going into a situation where I'm not going to have any regular meals because I'm going to be on Panto. So it's really bad. So you end up eating sandwiches and all that sort of stuff.
How do you manage that? You're not somebody who'd be bringing in the packed lunch.
No, I'm rubbish at that. I'm such a bold girl. So I'm like the one that'll be running to spar for the
bits and bobs.
The bits and bobs. And
Do you have to be very organised to do that? When you have a very long day, it can be difficult when you go home at the end of it.
Exactly, yeah.
So to plan.
But hopefully now that all works out. But
And tell me about your sister, who's a great cook as well. She's sort of inherited your mother's very creative gene when it comes to cooking.
Yeah, my sister Mary is a fantastic cook. She has, her best friend is Noya, and she has a Vietnamese restaurant. So Noya spreads the love and the recipes to Mom and Mary. So Mary, when you arrive to her house, is just an amazing cook, and she also has a bar in her house. So husband makes or creates his own beers, and she does the big plate. So she'd have a big curry or a big paella, and she's a real kind of Italian cooker in a way, it's for the family. So it's big pots on the table, and it's everyone go and serve themselves, and she loves loads of people in the house. So Mom is the same. She's like Grand Central Station in the house. So she's so it's always
so they like cooking for the big gang of people, and that doesn't stress them out, because you know, for some people that can be
tricky. Of stresses me out, but my mom has a great routine because we have an uncle who's a priest who comes in for dinner every day, so we have had such a table culture all our lives, you know. So we've had the proper sit down twice a day, so we'd have the lunch and dinner,
dinner at 1 o'clock
you know, yourself, that's the country.
Listen It's the best way to eat.
Isn't it the best way to eat? And it's probably the most sensible way to eat calorie-wise. But unfortunately, I go for the lunch and then I'll have dinner with friends maybe later.
So your uncle, he comes in for his dinner every day at 1 o'clock. Yeah. He gets
the full dinner. He gets the meat and 2 veg and then he gets his tea handed to him because he goes home with a beautiful piece of lasagna and a side salad. And mom always has a glass of wine one glass of wine a day keeps the doctor away. That's their saying, and they stick to that.
Well,
it's
very well minded.
Yeah,
now.
He's very well minded.
Lucky.
Oh yeah. He is.
So what's tea time then? Is that sandwiches or is it just a bit of
sweet cake? No, it might be a little curry or it might be a little stir fry or it's a little bit of lasagna.
This is two dinners. Catherine.
Oh my God, it is. But she has small portions of everything. So so she's very much portion aware, which is great. So,
gosh, we all want to visit her house now.
I know,
after hearing that.
She's absolutely amazing.
That is fabulous. So, if you were cooking dinner, if you were not in a panto and you had a bit more time, what would you be cooking?
I love to cook simply. So I like small, I just cooked I didn't cook the caprese salad, but I, from mozzarella and tomatoes and the proper pesto and the proper, basil on top of it. And then
it's lovely. It's one of my favourite things.
It's one of my favourite things.
But you have to have really good ingredients for that to work.
Yes, for it to work. So I like things that work with really good ingredients. And with that, I made an arrabbiata because I had vegetarians coming. But I have a chili plant. So I took the chilies from the plant and then I had the garlic. I had some wild garlic frozen from the summer. So reduced the tomatoes. So if you use simple ingredients really well, I think that's my favourite type of cooking.
Sweet tooth or not?
I don't really have a sweet tooth. I do for ice cream, but that's about it. I grew up in a house. My mother again was a great baker, so it was always apple pies and rhubarb tarts and coffee cakes and all that. So I don't really have a sweet tooth. I have a terrible savoury tooth. Like my biggest vice is crisps, and nobody made them for me. I went and bought them.
So despite the fact that you had the cooked meal in the middle of the day and then the cooked meal in the evening, you were still attracted by the crunch.
Still attracted by the crunch.
Who isn't?
Oh my God, absolutely. Yeah, who isn't? I think it's part of our culture, isn't it, in Ireland, that we like a packet of crisps. Yeah,
but you wouldn't be tempted then by a tiramisu or...
Love a tiramisu. I do love a tiramisu. Any dessert with the alcohol in it is always nice.
will you enjoy your Christmas day this year or will it feel
rushed? But I will enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And we'll all have a little break from the panto and the panto will have, been, it's up and running at that stage. And I just want to say that it is a big spectacle this year, but we really want to let families know that we have a family ticket and that we're aware that it has been, that finances are stretched for people. So we have a ticket that's €25 for family. So that means that your family can be two people, so you get your ticket for €25 each. There's tickets for €16. And
you're trying to keep
the cost down. And it's just a really, really beautiful pantomime. I mean, we just had a little conversation before I came on to say how, lovely a panto it is. It is the best panto and we have so many great people in it. We have, Alan Hughes and Rob Murphy as the two funnies are just hilarious.
Sammy Sausages and Buffy. I know
Buffy.
All about it. I've been there every year. And are you singing or are you just very angry?
I'm singing, but basically the Wicked Witch is going to scare the kids and going to make the adults laugh. But also she's just going to be that temperature of boo, So I'm really looking forward to it. And we have people we're introducing Kate Weir as Snow White and she is actually the sister of Matilda, the new Matilda in Hollywood.
Oh, fabulous. And we went to see that actually.
Adam Weaver and Pamela Uba, who's Miss Ireland. And of course, Carl has he just has a great temperature. He has all the elements. He has the gender role reversal, a storyline of the good and evil, the slapstick comedy, the careful, the eccentric costumes, all that. So it's just, brilliant.
We look forward to that. Now,
and it's panto.ie. Panto.ie.
Back to our food, Catherine. And the last meal, if someone said to you, this is your death row meal, this is the last meal you're ever going to have, what would you pick?
Do you know, I'd pick the caprese salad.
Would you?
Yeah. And then I'd have definitely have homemade curry chips.
I thought you were going to go fancy Italian there. Mammy's curry chips.
Yeah, Mammy's curry chips. I'd have Noya's curry. I'd have my sister there. I'd have my mother there. I'd have all the gang.
And a bowl of ice cream.
And a bowl of ice cream, yeah, to finish. Homemade ice cream.
Right, we're all going and to Catherine's Mammy's house for our cooked meal in the middle of the dinner, in the middle of the day, and dinner at 6 o'clock. Two dinners in Catherine's house. Thank you so much, Catherine.
So
the best
much,
of luck with the panto.
Look
the forward to seeing you in it. That starts on the 13th. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.